Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the CIDI Match Made in Heaven conference call. Your host for today is Ms. Tracy O'Malley. Ms. O'Malley, you may begin.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. My name is Tracy O'Malley, and I'm the executive director of the Plus Group, and happy St. Patrick's Day to all as well. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today for the Plus Group DI Day Training Live Audio Conference. The topic of today's live audio conference is CIDI, A Match Made in Heaven, and will be presented to you by Ken Smith of Assurity. Hopefully you have the presentation so that you can follow along. It was included along with your invitation for this audio conference. If you don't have it, you can go to our website at www.plusgroupus.com, and on the right side of the page it says Upcoming Conferences, and below that you'll need to click where it says CIDI, A Match Made in Heaven. It will take you to another page, and the presentations are on the bottom of that page. So hopefully you'll find it. It's in either PowerPoint or PDF formats. We hope you enjoy the presentation, and as mentioned, you will have the opportunity to ask questions at the end of the audio conference. I'm going to turn now this over to Ken.
Great. Thank you, Tracy. My name is Ken Smith. I'm Director of Health Products with Assurity. I believe that critical illness and disability protection really complement each other. Now, if you go to slide number 2, I want to talk about our objectives this afternoon. First of all, we're going to talk about the ways in which disability income and critical illness complement each other and where critical illness fills some of the gaps with disability protection. And as we're going through that, I want you to be thinking in terms of prospects and write down the names of prospects where you see the fit. Second, I'm going to touch briefly on the product. And then third, I want to talk a little bit about the need and then how to present and position critical illness. So with that, we'll move to slide number 3. And you're going to wonder, how does Sam Walton fit into this presentation? Read a story, and a lot of people I don't think understand have heard the complete story of Sam Walton. At one time, Sam Walton owned 15 Ben Franklin variety stores. Now, if you're not from the Midwest or the Southwest, you may not be familiar with them. But they're almost every small – when I first moved to Nebraska, almost every small town had a Ben Franklin store there. Sam Walton owned 15 Ben Franklin stores in Oklahoma. And, you know, he saw the changes that were taking place in retailing. And he went and talked with the Ben Franklin executives and said to them, you know, we really need to take a smaller profit margin and build bigger stores. The Ben Franklin executives blew him off. Now, when Sam Walton died, he had taken the money from when he sold his Ben Franklin stores and started Walmart. When he died, Walmart was the largest retailer in the world. And today, you hardly ever hear of Ben Franklin stores. Now, as we go through and talk about this, I want you to think about it. Are you more like Sam Walton and see an opportunity, or more like the executives of Ben Franklin? We'll move to slide number 4. You know, my question for you is, are you still selling income protection based on 25-year-old medicine? I want you to think about these examples. You know, 25 years ago, someone had a heart attack. What happened? In most cases, it was a long-term disability claim. But what about today? You know, heart attacks today, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks, people are back at work. Second thing is, what about 25 years ago when someone was diagnosed with cancer? It could have been a death sentence in a lot of cases or a long-term disability claim. But what about today? You know, in many cases, number one, we survived the cancer that killed us a generation ago. And number two is, in a lot of cases, people have cancer, they're going through chemo treatments, they're not disabled enough days to even meet the elimination period on their disability policy. You know, we have a couple people in our office here who have cancer. And in a lot of cases, they'll take the cancer, the chemo on Friday, and they're back at work on Monday or Tuesday. Next slide, slide number five. Why critical illness protection? Critical illness protection exists for one reason, and that's to remove the financial stress when someone suffers a critical illness. I mean, you think about people who have been diagnosed with cancer. Think about some friends or family members. There's a number of stresses they face. Number one, primarily, is emotional stress, dealing with, you know, the treatment that's ahead, the life and death issues. And then the other case is dealing with the financial stress. And the reason critical illness exists is to remove that financial stress. Quick story. I've been in this business a long time. I don't even want to say how long it's been. But about 5 years ago, I did a training meeting here in Lincoln on critical illness. There was a part-time agent from Central City, Nebraska. Diane, after the meeting, bought a policy on herself and her husband. Now, about 6 months after the policy was issued, her husband had a heart attack. She went into the hospital. He went into the hospital on a Friday. She visited him over the weekend, and she said when she went in on Sunday morning, she said, you could see the stress of the world on him. She said he didn't know what was ahead the next week, but he knew he wasn't going to work on Monday morning. And when she told him the critical illness policy would pay for the heart attack, she said, you could just see the stress leave him. And she called me and said, you know, Ken, it did exactly what you said it would do. It removed that financial stress. The second part is critical illness protection exists because we survived the covered conditions. You know, we talked a minute ago about cancer a generation ago being a death sentence. It's not that way today. And one of the analogies I use to help understand this is a couple of years ago, had a friend who was getting ready to write a $1 million policy on a doctor. And he compared it to what it was back in the 80s. And today, and the doctor was 53 years old. And today, the cost was one-third of what it would have cost back in the 80s. And he picked up the phone and called me, and he said, now I get it, Ken. You know, if you stop and think about it, life insurance rates are the one thing that has decreased. And it's decreased because we're living longer. And the reason that the increases in life expectancy have happened is because the cancers, the heart attacks, the strokes that killed us a generation ago no longer kill us because of the advances that have been made in medicine. Now we'll move to slide six. One of the things that makes critical illness protection unique from any other financial service product is that it was not created by an insurance company. It was created by a doctor. And I always joke about the fact that, you know, the product is so simple and easy to work with. If we had done it as an industry, we would have probably screwed it up and tied it to reimbursement and all kinds of other things. But the story behind critical illness protection is back in December of 1967. The first heart transplant took place, and that changed the world of medicine. Now, you may remember some of these names. The first heart transplant was done by a doctor in South Africa by the name of Christian Bernard. He was assisted by his brother Marius. Now, Marius was practicing medicine in South Africa. They did a number of transplants. But what was happening, he was starting to see that as a doctor, he was able to heal his patients physically because of the advances that had been made in medicine, but the financial stress was working against everything he was doing, and it was killing his patients. So he actually went around, started talking to insurance companies, financial advisors, and agents in South Africa. And as a result of his conversations, the first critical illness policy was introduced. And from there, it spread around the world. And one of the things, when I talk about, you know, the best story with critical illness is basically the story of the product itself. Now we'll move on to slide number 7. I said I just want to briefly touch on the product. And an example here I'm using is Assurity's simplified critical illness. And you'll see there's 12 covered conditions, and they're broken down into 3 categories: cancer, heart, and then what I call the other category. And I'll work through an example with a $25,000 policy just to show you how this works. I have a $25,000 critical illness plan diagnosed with invasive cancer. Assurity sends me a check for $25,000. 2 years later, I have a heart attack. Assurity sends me another check for $25,000. So the benefits, a $25,000 benefit in each category, is used up. Then 3 years later, I'm real unlucky and I have kidney failure. Assurity would send me a check for $25,000 and the policy would be over and done with at that point in time. So that $25,000 benefit that I purchased could conceivably turn into a $75,000 benefit. And a little advertisement here for Assurity. I will tell you, if you compare definitions on when the policy pays, Assurity's plan has the most inclusive definitions. The second thing we have is unique is the categories. And then the third thing we have is a return of premium death benefit that's automatically included in the policy. So that, for example, if I go out here, I'm killed in a car accident, the worst thing that's going to happen with my critical illness policy is my beneficiaries are going to get every cent I paid into the policy back. Now we'll move to slide number 8. A couple questions I want you to think about. Would you buy a car without brakes? And the obvious answer is no. I don't think there's anyone on this call that would say yes to that question. Now, 25 years ago, would you buy a car without an airbag? And the answer is yes, because 25 years ago, just a few cars had airbags on them. It wasn't until the late 80s that it became federal law and it was mandated that all cars include airbags. Now, why did they mandate including airbags in all cars? Because they save lives when there's a crash. And the technology had come along to make it affordable and very usable. So we'll move to slide number 9. You know, just as technology changed, and today you need both brakes and airbags, it's the same way with critical illness and disability income. They complement each other. You need both. And when you think of the two products, think of disability protection as the brakes, critical illness as the airbag. Slide number 10, let's take a look at some of the ways critical illness fills the gaps with disability protection. Slide 11, okay, think about this with the elimination period. You know, what happens when a client's diagnosed with cancer or has a heart attack? We just talked about it a minute ago. Many times with chemo treatments today, they're going to take it on a Friday, be back at work on Monday or Tuesday. Someone suffers a heart attack, they're back at work in 4 or 5 weeks. In most cases, not enough to meet the elimination period on their DI policy. Critical illness to cover the elimination period can make a big difference, because even though they haven't missed a lot of work, there's still a financial cost and there's still financial stress involved with it. Number 12, what about your self-employed clients? What's the greatest challenge with writing disability protection on a self-employed person? You know, it's and I'll use this as an example. You go in, you got a self-employed individual, They're living a $100,000 lifestyle. They're earning $125,000 a year. You pull out their tax return, and their net taxable income is $40,000. Self-employed individuals are going to deduct everything they can, and I always say including the air they're breathing, and they're going to deduct the air I'm breathing if they can get away with it. And the question is, when you go in there and sell that self-employed individual a disability benefit based on $40,000, can they maintain their lifestyle if they're disabled? That's where critical illness on top of that monthly benefit can really put together a complete package for your self-employed clients. Slide number 13, number of occupations that can only buy limited amounts of disability protection or may not be eligible for disability protection at all. And you can see some of the ones we've listed, like government employees, fire, police, teachers, homemakers, contract workers. Occupation is not an issue with critical illness like it is with disability. And in many of those cases, you can go in with a critical illness on top of the limited DI benefits that you propose, or when DI may not be available because of the occupation, all of a sudden you have an alternative with critical illness protection. Then slide number 14, critical illness works great with high income clients where they may be limited in the amounts of DI they can purchase. You know, and again, the question comes back to asking, you know, can your high-income clients maintain their lifestyle on their income protection? But here's the key, and this is one way to approach it. You know, your high-income clients, you know, would their disability benefits be more livable if $500,000 of debt was reduced? So with those situations, if you write your income protection and then a critical illness policy with a $500,000 or whatever to reduce their debt, all of a sudden that monthly benefit with the DI becomes much more livable. And then slide number 15, health impairments. You know, with DI, we deal with the bad backs, the knee problems, the antidepressants. They're not an issue with critical illness. And then you also have the situation where someone may not be showing any income. Critical illness, you know, is an alternative there also. So there's a lot of gaps there where critical illness plugs in with a disability income and makes a great combination together. Now moving on to slide number 16. This may shock some of you. 25% of the population in England owns a critical illness policy. And usually without this slide there, I ask the question, what do you think the main reason is? And a lot of people say because of their national health insurance. That's not the case. 60 to 65% of the people who purchased critical illness in the UK purchased it as mortgage protection. And I mean, if you really stop and think about it, what's more likely? Because, you know, I think probably everyone on this call has written term insurance or life insurance to protect the mortgage. What's more likely to happen while that mortgage is in effect before age 65? That person has a premature death or they suffer a critical illness. And the obvious answer is the critical illness. So one of the things I'd like to hit with this, you know, if you're selling life insurance, in a lot of cases, life insurance is no longer enough. You need both critical illness and disability and life insurance protection. Slide number 17. One of the things with presenting it is if you're going to go out with just a proposal and try to sell critical illness protection, I can tell you in most cases, you're not going to sell it. The key is the way you present it. I mean, because think about it. Our clients are exposed to life insurance. They're exposed, in a lot of cases, to disability protection, but they've never heard of critical illness. And these are the steps that I think are important in educating your client on the need for critical illness. You know, one is driving home the point that it was designed to reduce financial stress. Number two is the point we made about why are life insurance rate, why are life insurance rates lower than they were 25 years ago. We're living longer, and we're living longer because the critical illness, the cancers, the heart attacks, strokes that killed us don't kill us any longer. And then throw this one in there. It's a simple question to ask your prospect. Who do they know who's been diagnosed with cancer, had a heart attack or a stroke? And get them to talk about that person. And then ask the question, you know, would $25, $50, $100,000 reduce that person's stress and made a difference for them? And then we talked about the unique thing about critical illness is the story behind it, that it was created by Dr. Bernard, not an insurance company. Then the product itself, and then the magic word that I like is attachment. Noticed how I talked before about taking $500,000, reducing your high-income client's debt, and saying, you know, would that... and being able to live on their disability income. And with attachment, I always ask the question, and you can pick out 6 months' worth of income, a couple of years' worth of mortgage payments, and then always ask the question, would it reduce your financial stress if you were diagnosed with cancer and you knew you would receive a lump sum of 6 months' worth of income? So it's important to attach that benefit something that the client or a prospect can relate to. And then the last thing is questions. It's a couple questions. And I'm going to hit you with those questions, beginning with slide number 18. And this is really, really important is, you know, asking the client, would it reduce your financial stress if you were diagnosed with cancer and you knew your mortgage would be paid? Slide number 19 is, what do you think is more likely before age 65? You die or suffer a critical illness? And then the follow-up question is, if you suffer a critical illness before age 65, do you think you're more likely to die or survive? Those questions really do work. Slide number 20 is, the training, we put together a training video with a simulated sales interview. Now, I do the simulated sales interview, and it's a follow-up on clients who purchased mortgage life insurance. But the key points in the sales presentation, you can follow those, and they work no matter which market that you're working. And you just change that attachment factor, and it'll fit any market. And you can obtain a copy of that from your local Plus Group office. And then slide 21 is, you know, believe and ask. You know, one of the most important things with selling critical illness protection is before you go in and present it, you have to believe that if your client is diagnosed with cancer, their world will change. And that with the critical illness policy and the benefits from the critical illness policy, that it will make a difference in their life and reduce their financial stress. And then you have to ask. We don't get any sales until we ask for them. And then I want to add one other thing is you have to make the hardest sale yourself. And that's if you're eligible, you need to buy a critical illness policy on yourself, before you start selling it to other individuals. Slide 22, any questions? I think we'll open it up to questions here.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you have a question, please press the number one key on your touch-tone phone. Again, if you should have any questions, please press the number one key on your touch-tone phone. Our first question comes from Diana Waterman. Diana, go ahead.
Hi, Diana. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific.
I think I have a different presentation than the one you were going by.
Okay.
So I don't know if there was an updated one sent out, but as I was trying to follow along, the slides were not coinciding with what you were saying. So.
Okay. Well, we can. Tracy can probably help us out with that one.
Can you do that? I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, we can get that over to you. Just give me your email address, and I will send it.
Sure. It's Diana at forbenefits.com, and that's F as in Frank, O-R, benefits with an S.
Okay, I'll get that over to you, Diana.
Diane, before you go, without the presentation, were you able to get any good ideas out of the call?
Yeah, you know, and actually I'm presenting tomorrow morning. Unfortunately, I'm presenting with a competitor. But, yeah, it really was very – it definitely gave me some perspective that I did not have. I mean, I'm by no means an expert, but I would definitely also like to have interview that you mentioned, the video of
it. Yeah, we'll be sending you. Who's your local contact, Plus Group office? Do you know?
It's DI. What is it?
Are you in Northern California?
Yeah, Northern.
Okay, we'll make sure everyone has that, and they'll be. You can contact them, and they'll have it.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Diane.
Our next question comes from Harry Polk. Harry, go ahead.
Hi, Harry. How you doing today?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing terrific.
She just answered the question. I was looking for where the training interview was, and obviously it's DILTC, and that's where I'll find it.
Yep.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, everyone needs to go to their local Plus Group offices, contact them, and they will have all that. Give us a little time, and we'll be sending that out shortly. So they'll have it shortly.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you should have any questions, please press the number one key on your touch-tone phone. Our next question comes from Peter Krause. Peter, go ahead.
Yes, I had the same question that Diane had from Northern California. I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth, and I too, got the wrong presentation.
Okay, yeah, everyone needs to contact their local Plus Group offices for the correct presentation. I apologize for that, okay?
I wonder if it would be, yeah, just have them send it out might be
yep.
an idea.
Okay.
Peter?
Yes, sir.
Did you get any ideas out of the call, even without the present?
Fortunately, I had to miss the first part of it. I had a consultation with an attorney for some insurance consulting, so I got the best second half of it. But I think it's a great concept, and I'm looking forward to getting some more of the material on it to see how I can put it into DI, because I think it's outstanding.
Terrific, Peter. And Tracy, this will be available. The replay will be available on the Plus Group's website.
Yes, so. It will be.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, Ken. I appreciate it.
We have another question from Ms. Diana Waterman. Ms. Waterman, go ahead.
Thank you. You know, I was sitting here just thinking, I wonder if you can put into perspective for me Assurity's competitiveness in the marketplace.
I will be happy to do that. And let me give you an idea. There no one... Give you three things, okay? Number one is there may be only one other company that has the category approach that pays multiple times. In most cases, the other critical illness is pay one time and the policy is over and done with. We'll pay up to three times.
Okay.
Second is with the definitions, our definitions are more inclusive and pay in much greater cases than our competitors. Two quick examples I'll give you is, number one is the major organ transplant. We pay a major organ transplant as soon as someone goes on the list to become a recipient, and no one gets a transplant without going on that Uniform United Network of Organ Sharing in the United States.
Oh.
Some of the other carriers, you have to wait till the transplant's been done to collect benefits.
Okay.
One other one is with the stroke benefit is we say that, you know, benefits for a stroke are paid after 96 hours. And the only reason we have that 96 hours in there is to differentiate with between that and the TIA, which is a precursor to a stroke, and the effects go away generally in 48 hours. And our competitors say you have to survive 30 days before the stroke benefits are payable.
Okay.
And I'll just give you an example of how we look at it. Is we actually had someone that had a stroke last summer, a claimant, and they shut off the life support after I think it was about 34, 35 hours, and they died right away. Now, they didn't live the 96 hours, but we still paid the benefit because very clearly they had had a stroke.
Okay. And from a rate standpoint, pure rate?
It depends on what size you're. I'll stack our product up against anyone else's out there on a standalone health basis.
And what are your requirements for small group participation?
We'll do as long as we have 5 applications.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Mark Finley. Mark, go ahead.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. How are you this afternoon, Mark?
I'm fine. Regarding the multiple payouts, has that always been a part of your contract, or is that something new?
Actually, we added it about 3 years ago. We started out like everybody else's product and pay one time, it was over and done with, and we did some work. And we saw where we could add the benefit to all. We went back and added it to all our existing policies at no cost.
Because I have your policy, and I don't remember seeing any update on that.
What state are you in? Georgia?
Texas.
Okay, Texas. Yeah, all the policies in Texas have been updated.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, you should have actually gotten them. Texas would have been about 3 years ago. You should have gotten an amendment in the mail.
Okay.
So you got good news. It was worth being on the call for that. Mark.
Right, it was. And the second question, and this is more of a competitive question. If you've seen some of the Canada Life term policies, critical illness term policies, come up upon their 10th year anniversary, have you seen a situation where it might be to their advantage to consider looking at another carrier versus renewing that policy with Canada Life at a level premium basis?
Yeah, I think it would really make sense to take a look at it.
Okay.
And offer that as an alternative. Do you have some that are coming up for?
I have one actually this month, you know, he's interested in you know, converting to a level premium. I'll call my local office and inquire about getting an illustration for them.
Okay, terrific. That's great, Mark.
Okay, that's my question.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, everyone, thank you. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. And again, if you don't have the correct presentation, I have sent it out to all the offices, so please contact your local Plus Group office. And if you have any questions, please contact them. And as well, as Ken mentioned, this call has been recorded, and it will be hung on our website. It usually takes about a week before it's there. And our website is at www.plusgroupus.com. And thank you again, everyone. We hope you'll join us next month for our next live audio conference on April 28th, entitled Guaranteed Standard Issue, and it will be presented to you by MetLife. Again, please contact your local Plus Group office for the video that Ken mentioned. He'll be sending that over to me, and I'll be getting that out to the offices as well as the presentation. So please contact your local Plus Group office, and everyone have a great day. Thank you again. Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy.
Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.